Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for devotion for today.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know. Thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again, where we get to learn here and share the Word of God. It's a beautiful day today. It's the seventh day in the month of February 2025. Indeed, the Lord has been good and kind to us. If the Lord has been good and kind to you, I want you to just take a second of your time to just let Him know how grateful you are. I want you to let Him know how thankful you are. You can do that by your dance offerings. You can do that by the songs from your lips, the songs from your heart. Just render an appreciation to Him this morning and let Him know how thankful you are to be on the surface of the living, on the surface of the earth. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. You've been good and you've been kind to us. And if even the words of our mouth are not enough to tell you how good you are to us, and they are not enough to appreciate you for all you do, the ones that we see and the ones unseen, Lord, we ask that you accept our thanks this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. If this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on this show, what we do is we dive into the Word of the Lord. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to Him here on this show. He gives us the map to every aspect of our lives and we are always eager to listen to Him. The Word of God is new every single morning and it is relevant to every part of our lives. If you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your devices and share. Invite somebody to this platform and I tell you, you might either be saving a soul, blessing a soul, or you might just be winning a soul. So I want you to grab your devices and share. Invite somebody to be a partaker of today's blessing. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, like I said, it's the seventh day in the month of February 2025. It's a beautiful Friday. And we'll be looking at a topic that says, Mountain Moving Faith Part 2. Mountain Moving Faith Part 2. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 16 from our manual. Hymn 16. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. And our Bible in 1 year is taken from Numbers from chapter 1 to chapter 2. Numbers from chapter 1 to chapter 2. Our memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 1 verse 45. Luke chapter 1 verse 45, which says, And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Again, our memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 1 verse 45 and it says, And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 9 from verse 20 to 22. Matthew chapter 9 from verse 20 to 22. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 20 it reads, "And suddenly a woman had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, 'If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well.' But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, 'Be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well.' And the woman was made well from that hour." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, "A major characteristic of mountain moving faith is that it also moves the believer." In other words, when you have faith, you begin to make moves in line with your faith. David had faith in God that he would kill Goliath. Therefore, he boldly went to meet the king for permission to fight against the giant. When Goliath charged at him, David didn't turn back. He ran towards the giant and eventually had Goliath's head in his hand, like you see in 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 51 to 54. If you truly believe, you'll start moving towards the outcome you want. Years ago, I was down with malaria on a day we were to have Bible study in church, so I stayed back at home. I laid in bed and decided to listen to a sermon. The sermon was about faith, and it was as if the preacher could see me. He said, "What are you doing on the bed? If you know Jesus' stripe, I've already healed you. Get up." That stirred my faith, so I got up and decided to go to church. My entire body ached, but somehow I made it to church and sat at the back. During the praise and worship session, I ignored the pains in my body and danced. After a while, I felt the urge to urinate, and by the time I left the toilet, the sickness had vanished. My father and the Lord once conducted a revival in our church in Ilorin, a state in southern Nigeria, and God moved him to say, "If there's anyone here trusting God for the fruit of the womb, go and buy the appropriate clothes for the gender of the baby you want." A woman heard this, and when she got home, she bought a cot and clothes for a baby boy, which she displayed for everybody to see. Her neighbors laughed at her, saying she had gone mad out of her desperation for a child. She ignored them, held on to the word of the man of God, and 9 months later, when the baby boy arrived, it was her turn to laugh. Beloved, start making your own move of faith now. Whatever you are trusting God for, make moves towards it as if you have gotten it already, just like the woman I mentioned in the paragraph above. I declare that the Almighty God will give you a miracle that will surprise everyone around you in Jesus' name. However, you have to take a step of faith. Today's Open Heaven comes to an action point that says, make a move towards what you are believing God for. If it's a husband, if it's a child, if it's a house or a car, whatever you are trusting the Lord for, even if it's a deeper work with God, whatever, there is nothing that the Lord cannot do. I want you to start taking the move of faith today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can share this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. And you can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download for free on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.